Rick Scott fortifies General Don Bull Duke in New Hampshire while McConnell remains silent. By Wendell Hasebo on September 15, 2022. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, is dedicating significant resources to aid General Don Bull Duke's campaign in New Hampshire's swing state Senate race. While Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, has remained silent on Bull Duke's primary victory. Of the nearly $30 million dedicated to helping Bull Duke's campaign, $6.5 million is from the NRSC. The committee is going to be all in to make sure he wins, Scott told Politico after General Bull Duke's Republican primary win on Tuesday. The $24.5 million difference is comprised of multiple Republican donors. Democrats have thus far only allocated $20 million to the race. The Senate Leadership Fund, a McConnell-backed super PAC, has reportedly not made any adjustments to funding General Bull Duke's campaign after his primary victory. The McConnell-backed fund has about $23 million sitting on the sidelines. The fund, which many Republican operatives speculate was behind the pro-Morse effort, did not release a statement congratulating Bull Duke, as it has done after nearly every Republican Senate primary this year, Politico reported. McConnell has been dissatisfied with the candidate quality in the 2022 cycle, seemingly blaming Scott for not supporting Republican establishment candidates. It should be noted former President Donald Trump has pushed Scott to challenge McConnell for his top leadership position. Despite McConnell's absence, top Republican senators have voiced support for General Bull Duke's campaign against Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH. I think we've got to do what we can, Senate Minority Whip John Thune, RSD, told Politico. Every one of these on the map could be the difference between the majority or not. Number 3 man in the GOP Senate leadership, Senator John Barrasso, RY, also told the publication he is fully supportive of General Bull Duke. While the establishment media have claimed that Bull Duke was the preferred candidate to challenge Hassan, Senator Jeanne Shaheen, DNH, the second senator from New Hampshire, has stated it is going to be difficult to defeat General Bull Duke in November. It's going to be a tough race. It's a tough year, she said. It's going to be about the choice that people face about their future. And that there wasn't much difference between Chuck Morse's positions on issues and Don Bull Duke's, Shaheen added about General Bull Duke's primary opponent. General Bull Duke, who served 10 tours in Afghanistan, was the projected winner of Republican primary around 11:20 p.m. with about 50% of the vote reporting. During the primary, General Bull Duke overcame challenger Morse, who was named McConnell's hand-picked candidate. Endorsed by popular and establishment Governor Chris Sununu, R. Morse lost despite being backed by more than $4 million in ad spending from the Washington, D.C., establishment Uni Party. Rumors suggest McConnell was behind much of the money against General Bull Duke. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.